Back here at Dove Valley, happy to be joined by Sal Palantonio. Sal, here in town for minicamp. NFL Insider, Sal, you can go anywhere you want during these minicamps. You wanted to come here. What did you want to see firsthand before this team breaks their offseason program?
You know, it's an incredibly difficult feat to get back to the Super Bowl. Everybody knows that. It's doubly difficult to go back to the Super Bowl and win it the year after you lose it. The Miami Dolphins were the last team to do that, 1972. They went undefeated. So Peyton Manning knows that. And I like to watch how Peyton Manning works. I like to watch how John Fox and John Elway work. These are the creme de la creme in the NFL. So I'm very interested, and I was fascinated and intrigued by just how much they're paying attention to the details of how they can get back to the Super Bowl. You know, the little things as well as the big things. You spent $124.5 million on contracts for four big free agents, Aqib Talib, T.J. Ward, DeMarcus Ware, and Emmanuel Sanders, but you're also doing the little things. I watched Peyton Manning on this field right here, Chris,
right
after practice. All the reporters are focused on John Fox.
Right.
I stood up against that wall over there, and I watched Peyton Manning work on his hand signals with Emmanuel Sanders. And so I went up to Sanders after practice, and I said, what are you working on? He said, we're working on going to Seattle. I said, on September 21st, that's your first away game? He goes, yeah. I said, man, it's June. And Sanders said, yeah, it's also Peyton Manning.
So with Peyton Manning, the free agency additions, the little things that you touch down, it's hard to get back there no matter what. Why is it so hard? You've been covering this league for so long. Why is it so difficult? And maybe other than what you just touched on, why will this team be equipped to make that run after what is just so much energy has been expended these last 14 months? And then you got to start camp out here soon.
Yeah, it's 2 years in a row because, you know, the Baltimore Ravens crushing defeat, soul-crushing defeat, and then you get waxed in the Super Bowl, and they were. And, you know, you have to take it on a case-by-case basis, so you can't generalize about something like that. I think for this particular team, 2 years in a row, to have to recalibrate all of your emotions like this, it takes a special brand of human being to do that, and I think Peyton Manning is singularly equipped to do that. And then Elway understands, you know, better than anybody, the crushing defeats that you have to come back from. So taking that all into effect psychologically, it can work if you have the right components to compete. And I think they're trying to put that together. That's the big question mark for me.
Let you go on this last one. You look at what this division did during the draft. A lot of rushers, a lot of corners, and then Khalil Mack. They're for a reason, maybe to slow down Peyton Manning and all these other quarterbacks they're going to face throughout the rest of the season. Is that just a growing trend now, or to see something like that happen so specific to prep for a team that's won the division three times in a row? Have you seen that before?
I think it would be a good thing if they slowed down this offense.
Yeah.
I think they should have slowed down the offense against Seattle.
Yeah.
I think they should have had a different game plan. I bet you if you walk into this building right now, give truth serum to a bunch of the offensive coaches, they'll tell you, listen, we made a mistake by trying to play run and gun. You know, we made the same mistake that the Buffalo Bills did against the New York Giants in Super Bowl 25.
Right.
We should have been focused on ball control and ball security and playing more conservatively, and that probably would have won us the football game. So if this offense gets slowed down a little bit, I think that's good. They've got to run the ball, and they've got to play better defense. You went from giving up 290-something points in 2013 to 100 more, over 390 in 2014. That's a huge gap. You got to close that. And one of the things that you saw on this field, Chris, was Aqib Talib right up against Emmanuel Sanders every single time playing press coverage because Decker couldn't get off the coverage.
Right.
They want Sanders to get off the coverage.
Most important question. Will we see you here week one?
Yes.
Yes? Great. Look forward to it. Thank
you. Okay.